Well, how are you doing, guys? You may have heard about the storm that hit the UK. They had warnings before the storm, danger to life. And of course, it's all about the global warming and that. I mean, we're all going to die. Hang about, just a minute. I remember living in the UK many years ago as a young man. And every winter, there were winter storms. Sure, it wasn't loads of snow or anything, but it was always gales, lots of wind. In fact, a lot of us used to go down to the seafront when it was windy. And you couldn't even walk against the wind and used to watch the sea smash up against the groins and, well, not my groin. That's the thing that sticks out in the water, okay? But it's the way the media hypes it all up and telling everybody to stay indoors, stay safe. It's almost as if they don't believe that anybody anywhere has any more common sense left. Actually, that might be true. Of course, the fact is that England has never had really decent weather, as far as I can remember. That's why everybody in the UK goes to Spain or somewhere nice. Because you can't rely on decent weather in the UK. There's a lot of wind, a lot of rain. That's why everything looks so green. And I think a lot of UK people don't really understand they're living in a damp country. I mean, what do you expect? It's surrounded by water. I myself have been colder here than I have been in Canada at minus 25. Man, I don't know whether you noticed they're using all these fantastic new words for these storms. What, like a rain bomb? And it's all just to dramatize it. I guess if the people are scared or worried or depressed, they're a lot easier to control. If you watch any of the main media, it's all doom and gloom. But really all it is manipulation. And talking about manipulation, have you got your new iPhone yet? I believe they sell this phone or a phone every year as the newer model. Then they'll probably mention something about the camera. Maybe it's got one more pixel or something like that. And really what they're doing is selling you the same phone and have done for the last 5 years. I mean, technology does move fast these days, but not that fast. And they kind of word it in their advertisements, don't they? If you don't have the new phone, you're a bit of a, well, has-been. You're going to be left out. Basically, I'm old school and I can see through things and basically, it's a scam, isn't it? And what about all these contracts about things nowadays that automatically renew? And the only way to stop it renewing is to get hold of them. You ever tried to get hold of people nowadays? That's another big scam. And you ever notice that today is very hard to get unbiased news? It used to be news networks just read the news, the facts, what they knew. That was it. But now they use their personal feelings in the news and depends which way they're leaning. So basically, actually, they're lying to you. And of course, this wouldn't be a Solomon video if it wasn't about Femons. Now, as you know, we're not allowed to criticize Femons, especially openly. And it's the way that the media pushes Femons as these wonderful, fantastic, brave. I read a story just a little while ago about this Femon who was a sex symbol, apparently, 40 years ago. And the news item says, oh, she hasn't aged a day. In fact, she's aged backwards. Bollocks. The truth is, she looks like an old lady. Her hair has been dyed, or it's not even hers. She's got far too much makeup on and her skin is sagging all over the place. Along with everything else. I mean, she's 79 years of age. And she looks it. And the truth is that Femons do not age very well. But we're not allowed to say that. I just did. I mean, let's face it, guys. Femons are all really just a facade. Any guys who had a long-term relationship or married a poor bastard sees your Femon in the natural. And generally, most of them all look like pretty much plain Janes, without the hair done and the makeup on. Most Fermons live in their own little bubble. And you remember the saying, happy wife, happy life. So you have to appease your Fermon. In other words, live a lie. Now, rarely you've heard some marriages that last a very long time. And they both usually say why it's lasted so long. Because the male agrees with the Fermon nearly all the time. So, is that a relationship? Or is the man just a slave? I've seen a few marriages that have actually worked. I can count them on one hand in my life. Maybe three. Where it actually did work, and the male still has his dignity. But that is rarer than winning the lottery. It's funny because the news now is threatening about a warning of another storm. This one has an Arctic blast with it. So I guess I better get supplies in, and because it'll be another danger to life. So what actually have I said in this video? Well, not too damn much. But I feel better. And thank you for listening. Take it easy.